Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
All hungover from the coronation at the weekend. Adam Gilchrist, we'll get to that at the moment, but could be a turning point in the war in Ukraine. I watch with quite interest this formed statement by the Wagner group, the mercenaries who are fighting on behalf of Russia in that war, saying that because they've not been supplied with ammunition, they will actually stage a walkout from the front line, particularly around the city of Bakhmut. They're threatening to pull out of this war.
Yes, they were talking, or specifically Yevgeny Prigozhin was talking about pulling out of Bakhmut on Wednesday, and the Wagner mercenaries have absolutely spearheaded the Russian attack on that city, albeit they thought they were taking that city 4 or 5 months ago, and yet it still hangs on, which is an extraordinary bit of defiance by Ukrainian forces who were there. But the fact that Yevgeny Prigozhin, we know that he is something of an attention seeker, shall we say, he likes a bit of fame. The fact that he can, in his video, talk with bodies of his own fighters around him, dead bodies around him, and then talk about the regular army commanders of the Russian army being cowards and failing his forces. Where is the ammunition? He said, they came here as volunteers. They die for you to fatten yourselves in your mahogany offices. Now, to say that to essentially your paymasters and the guys who are absolutely in control and get away with it, because it appears that he's now saying that Russian commanders are supplying the ammunition and there won't be a pullout, therefore, on Wednesday. So from a Ukrainian point of view, of course, it's a little soul-destroying, because you'd quite like them to clear off these mercenary troops who are absolutely waging a bloody, bloody war. But on the other hand, can he get away with that? What possible employee on earth can accuse his bosses of saying that and survive, I wonder?
And then a case of American air rage, but it may have turned actually into a case of vigilante justice. Is this the story where people voted to eject an unruly passenger?
That's the one, exactly that. I mean, a bit of democracy going on, a bit of American democracy, yay! But yes, what we saw was a couple get into a heated argument with cabin crew on board a plane. It was before takeoff. They were on the ground at Trenton in New Jersey, flying off to Atlanta in Georgia. So everyone on board was American. In the course of this, a lone woman joined in with this argument. There were some strong words, a sort of back off, get out, it's not your argument, whatever, swear words. The couple were ejected. Then someone said, well, actually, this lone woman, this woman passenger, had been a bit of a pain in the proverbial as well. Mm-hmm. And they suggested a vote. 40 pairs of hands went up and security officers duly escorted her off the plane as well. So on the one hand, a bit of democracy. I mean, you know, when you have that complete nonsense person on board a plane with you, and you'd quite like them to go. But surely you can't all club together and decide, no, we want to have that person taken off. We want to have that person taken off. I mean, how many of us would survive on a flight if everyone objected to us in that sense? So on the one hand, democracy, on the other hand, vigilante action, no?
It's the type of Survivor episode that I would pay to see. We may actually have some of that audio from that air flight. Is it going to be ready, Mario? No, we'll move on if it's available. We'll come back. But you are well and truly hungover, figuratively, of course, from KC's coronation at the weekend, the parties, the princes, and of course that coronation concert. We were quite invested in Pretty Yende, who sang an aria at in the Abbey. On Saturday, yes, and it was actually quite beautiful.
Yeah, she was one of the star turns, wasn't she? Absolutely. There was some beautiful music in that service, but wasn't it long? I mean, and I know you're not meant to say, I've been to weddings when I've turned to my wife and gone, really long, isn't it? You know, when you're there 2 hours in there. And so I have to say, I was watching the coronation thinking, yeah, I'll do my thing, I'll watch it. And then they sort of went off to do some of the formal bit, the signing bit, whatever it was. I thought, I'll go shopping. So I went and did the weekly shop at the supermarket, did the whole thing. It was raining, of course, came back, and they were still singing in the Abbey. That is a long service. About 18 million people in Britain alone watched this. It's thought that several hundred million, if not billion, people watched it around the world. Actually, slightly lower viewing figures than the Queen's funeral, which I guess was mercifully short. The flypast, I love a flypast, that got curtailed because of the weather. The weather was not good on Saturday. It was marginally better for the concert, at least. It was dry. Lionel Richie doing his turn as a pub singer. Did you? I thought, what? What are you doing there? Come on, yeah, all this sort of stuff. Katy Perry and Take That both seem to be choosing songs where they couldn't quite reach the notes. Am I being too cynical? Am I being too? It was fun. The bit that actually did move me a little bit was Prince William when he said about his late grandmother, so about the late Queen. I know she's up there, fondly keeping an eye on us. She would be a very proud mother. It was really quite sweet because it was grandson about grandmother with dad having been coronated. That was quite a touching moment. I have to say, otherwise, 65,000 street parties in Britain, 65,000, not one in my street. The only way I celebrated really was a cursory nod to the bloke next door as we both put out our bins. I think that's a coronation for you. Shopping in bins.
There was also talk about a little bit of the mess that was left around, particularly along the mall and where the concert was. Many people saying if this was Japan, like we see in football stadiums, Japanese yeah. fans would have cleaned up after them.
Yes.
After themselves. But no, Adam Gilchrist?
We don't, I'm afraid. No.
Us here too. But Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow. Have a good one, sir. Bye-bye.